Yep.
Shabbos with Ezra is very unique in a few different ways. And there are many nafkaminus and halacha that come out if you make a toast. But the nafkaminus that come out if you make a toast are really based on its uniqueness. In other words, if you understand why Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei is put together the way it is, then you can understand why the halachas are the way they are. And to know why Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei is the way it is, it's worth it anyway. So we start from the beginning to what's unusual about Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. What's unusual about Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei starts off, Mitzadechot, the Gemara says that if somebody makes a mistake and he starts the weekday Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, you have to finish off the bracha. Because Be'etzim, you should have done the regular Shmoneh Esrei, but Le'atrachu Rabbonu. Rabbonu didn't want to bother him, Rabbonu didn't want to disturb him. That means he didn't make an extra, we understand it, 18 brachas, 19 brachas takes a long time. 7 brachas is much shorter. And then come the special Shabbosas. What Chazal did was, they put in piyutim. And if you join the Yeshiva Kehillah, they have piyutim quite every single Shabbos of the year that take far longer than the Shmoneh Esrei would have taken in the first place. Yes, tircha, not tircha. Longer, shorter, what's going on? The second thing that's unusual is every single Yom Tif and weekday as well, Shmoneh Esrei are the same. Yom Tif are the same as Shmoneh Esrei, Ma'ariv, Shachris, Mincha. Okay, Musaf is a different reality. Weekday, all the same. Shabbos, every single Shmoneh Esrei is different. There's a different Musach. Why is there a different Musach? And what happens if you switch the Schoyes over? What happens then? So first you have to go back to the beginning. It says, Le'atrachu Rabbonu, the Rabbonu didn't want to be Matriachim. Why is Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei different than weekday Shmoneh Esrei? What I'm going to say now is Kematul Rishonim. Not the Drush Svarim with the Hintiga. It's all coming back to Yishayim Mamish. The Chas Chaim brings from Medrash Tanchuma that Be'etzem, weekday Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, you could have done the weekday Shmoneh Esrei as well. It would have fit. I bakoshes, because the tzibur are okay, it's not a problem, nor of us. Chazal were afraid that if on Shabbos you daven a weekday Shmoneh Esrei and it touches your core that something is wrong with by you, then it bothers you. And it will stir your whole Shabbos. You start off if somebody's a ksil. And he comes to Atachin Lodum Das and he thinks of all the people that are going him and he isn't. His whole Shabbos could be disturbed. If he has a chile b'tech beisa, he says Rufainu. His mind has now moved over to the chile, he can't concentrate anymore. Parnosa, Baruch Aleinu, he has parnosa problems. Again, it stirs him. And he won't be able to continue properly. He won't be able to go through Shabbos properly. Therefore, Chazal said, better don't say the weekday Shmoneh Esrei. This way, you won't have these tirdus on Shabbos. That's not so much in the Nusach Le'atrachu Rabbonon, but that's what Chas Chaim and others are saying. In the Nusach Le'atrachu Rabbonon, Pshat is one of two ways of understanding it. Kipshutai, Shabbos is given to us Lo'enik, and Lo'enik means we should have Enik Shabbos. To spend our time davening the long Shmoneh Esrei takes away, detracts a bit from the Enik Shabbos. But if so, we get back to the Kashu we were saying beforehand, that if that's true, where did the Piyutim happen? How can it be that you have the Piyutim? So the Sefer Pardes L'Rashi brings, the Rashi says that when Chazal said they didn't want you to be Matriachim, there wasn't Pshat they wanted you to spend your Shabbos having a geshmak of time, enjoying yourself the whole time. They figured you'll have a shorter davening, you'll be able to spend more time living with Shabbos. What Shabbos really is. Not just the chont, not just the kugel, but the ruchnis of Shabbos. As time went on, Zok Rashi, Rashi would say for about this, Chazal saw it wasn't really working. Because even though they gave the extra time, people were spending their time on other things. So therefore they said, we have to put something else in. So what do they put in? They put in the piyutim. Piyutim are more geshmak, if you understand them. Yeah. Piyutim are more, and the mila they set up, this way it covers over for the fact that we don't have the longer Shmoneh Esrei. But to put reinstate the longer Shmoneh Esrei, that the hill wasn't right. That's where the Shmoneh Esrei Shabbos starts. And then you move over to the Shmoneh Esrei Shabbos Aleinu. Shmoneh Esrei Shabbos Aleinu, Friday night is after Kedashto, Shabbos morning is Yismach Moshe, that they have to count the Shabbos by Musaf, Minch Ezat Ha'echad V'shim Ha'echad. Now what's the real essence of the Shmoneh Esrei Shabbos? Always there's an essence that's the Ikar Shmoneh Esrei. And we've seen in before that the Ikar Shmoneh Esrei of Shabbos is L'keinu V'lekei V'seinu R'tei V'nuchaseinu. That part and only that part. In the Chashulchan it says in Tzad that even if you'd have only said Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos, it could be that would have been enough. But Kuli Alma Le'pliga, that if he said L'keinu V'lekei V'seinu, he's Zichah B'yeitz Mitzvah Shabbos with that. So where do the bonuses come from? Where do these extra things come from? And why are they there? So there's two nuschos also back in Yishayim. The Torah brings one nusach, is that there were three, the special Shabbosos where Shabbos really started, the main Shabbosos. There's Shabbos of Ma'aseh Bereishis, the Shabbos of Matan Torah. Everybody agrees with Shabbos Matan Torah. And then there's the Shabbos of Osir Lovei, Yom Shikul, the Shabbos of Muchel Chai Yelomim. And each of the Shmoneh Esrei is representing one of these special Shabbosos. The first Shmoneh Esrei Friday night is at the Kedash Hashem Yisrael Shmecha, Tachlis Mas Yishmayim Ve'oretz, going back on Bria Soilam. And that Shmoneh Esrei is coming to commemorate that Yisrael Stik of Shabbos and Shabbos Bereishis. Then you move on to Shabbos morning is the next one. The next one is Matan Torah, the Shabbos of Matan Torah. Everybody agrees Shabbos, Torah is given on Shabbos. Yismach Moshe B'matan Aschelke, Ba'omdi Lefonech Al Har Sinai. Agav, Rebek Kamreski is medayek from here, that the Cholom is pronounced Oy, rather than O, because it rhymes together. If you go to the beginning there, it all rhymes together with Sinai. So it has to be an Oy, the first part as well. Agav. But the second Shmoneh Esrei is Shabbos B'matan Torah. Yismach Moshe B'matan Aschelke, Kev Nem Kerosalei. The third Shmoneh Esrei of Mincha, there is a sad, some Rishonim add in that Musaf is connected to Shabbos tomorrow. The third Shmoneh Esrei of Musaf of Meiri of Mincha is Ato Echad Shimcha Echad Nega Shabbos Shul Osid Lovin Yom Shikul Shabbos Shul Chayi Lomim, and that's why it has there Avram Yogel Yitzchak Yirani. When Mashiach comes, then under all this activation, we're going to come back and be besimcha that we've reached that stage again. So that's these three Shmoneh Esrei. This doesn't answer, though, the bo, the boy, the bom. That in Friday night you say bom, Shabbos day you say boy, and Shabbos mincha you say bom. So here there's another lashon in Rishonim that does answer bo, boy, and bom. That's already brought from, is from Rishonim, and then it goes on to Achia Maral. Many say this mahalach. Shabbos is a kala. Boy chala, boy chala. Chasana has many stages. The first stage, the simplest way to say it would be, it's Erison, then Nesuin, and then Yichud. Friday night is you're just getting together, Shabbos, the beginning of the Shabbos Kala. So that's Erison. At Kiddushto, Yom Shvi'i L'Shmecha, L'Shem Kiddushin. The second stage is the Nesuin, and that's Yisrach Moshe Matnas Chelke, the high point of the Simcha comes by the Nesuin, by the Chasna Alein. Then the third stage is what comes after that, that's Yichud, that everybody else is out, it's only the Chosn Kala themselves. And that's the Ata Echad Shimcha Echad Vikam Chisol Ve'echad Ba'aretz. How do these take place? The Erison takes place by Etzem, the Chosn goes to the Kala's house. Bo. Nesuin takes place, the Kala is being brought to the Chosn's house. Boy. When it comes to Yichud, that's them both together again, that's where the bomb, two together. These are what the Shmoneh Esrei is made up of, this is what it is. But the Iker again is Alekeinu V'lekei V'seinu, the Tevun Chaseinu. The rest, I think it comes from a recent lesson, it's like Piyutim, added in to enhance the Zman. But Lamaisa, Lamaisa, realistically, there's no time, the Shmoneh Esrei is really Alekeinu V'lekei V'seinu. So if somebody makes a mistake from Friday night davening to Shabbos morning davening, Shabbos morning davening, Shabbos mincha davening, there's be'etzim no problem, because it's still al-kenu v'kenu, which is the English Shmoneh Esrei. So what happens if you made a mistake? Friday night, you said Yismach Moshe. When you come to Shabbos morning, what do you do now? Lamaisa, the morning is the time of Nisuin. The morning is the time which is connected Kabbalah Soteria. Memela, in the morning, you'll say Yisrael Chodesh again. Let's say by mistake, Friday night, it happens 2 weeks ago, yeah, Leil Purim, the night after Purim, there are many people who didn't have an opportunity to daven Ma'ariv. And many people who may have, yes, daven Ma'ariv, but Allah, they weren't gay, so that's what you said. So let's say it comes the next morning now, they have to have two Shmoneh Esras. They have to have two Shmoneh Esras the next morning. What are the two Shmoneh Esras now going to be? Since the morning is the time of Nisuin, Keneged the Nisuin, or the morning is the time Neged Matan Torah, they have to daven Shmoneh Esras twice, Yisrach Moshe. If he made a mistake and said once after Kedash and once Yisrach Moshe, nothing really wrong, because you can't make mistakes that way. Except, the halacha is, when you daven Tfilas Tashlumin, that means Tfilas Tashlumin means you're replacing the earlier Shmoneh Esra in the second one. The halacha is, you have to first daven the Shmoneh Esra of now, and then Tashlumin. So if this guy's an Oyber Chochem, and he says, I missed Atta Kedashta last night, so I'll say Atta Kedashta now first, and then Yismach Moshe, I'll have to daven Shmoneh Esra again. If he's not a Chochem, and he's stumped, just did whatever he does, then it's not going to be a problem. But if he did it, the first one, the same Tashlum, because I missed out the Kedashta, then I'll have to have an extra Shmoneh Esra again, that's why the Esra won't count. So the Maisa, the Halacha, is coming out that all the Shmoneh Esras are, in a way, interchangeable. And you don't need to repeat it if you make a mistake between one and the other. But the Me'ikar Adin, you should be davening the one at the right time, the right Shmoneh Esra. Let's say you have somebody that now move over to the next stage. But these Shmoneh Esras really could have been a Shmoneh Esra weekday. You could have done Shmoneh Esra weekday, but Lechuchu Rabon Chazal said no. Let's say he made a mistake. Many made a mistake. He's somebody who knows davening. We daven three times a day a regular Shmoneh Esra. Shabbos Shmoneh Esra is already a bit beyond him. He always has a siddur and he knows what it says in the siddur. And now he's in a place and he doesn't have a siddur. He went on holiday. He went to England, and he couldn't go back into Eretz Yisrael, and he's in a hotel somewhere, and the only siddur he has is his weekday siddur, and he can't go anywhere. What does he do now? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Grace HaChiddush, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, since Me'ikar Adin, you could daven, though you're supposed to daven the weekday Shmoneh Esra on Shabbos, if this person doesn't have a siddur, what he should do is daven the weekday Shmoneh Esra, but he has to daven Shabbos as well. So what should he do? In Ritzei, he should say Yalav Yavi, V'yoyim HaShabbos HaKadosh HaZeh. He should have a weekday Shmoneh Esra and say Yalav Yavi with V'yoyim HaShabbos HaZeh. The same way on Yom Tov, if he's missing Shmoneh Esra, the same thing.
All that say just because of Shabbos.
Oh, no. If he knows that last bracha of Bekadosh HaShabbos,
just these words.
Those seven words is the Chasuchim's Chiddush. I don't know if everybody's asking to it. If he knows Alekeinu V'keinu V'teinu Chaseinu, then Avada, that's fine. No problem. If he knows any of the Shabbos Shmoneh Esras, it will be fine. Because yeah. He can interchange. I'm talking about doesn't know any of it. Or, and if both of them Shabbos is not enough. And then he's hitting from Zalman says, I'm a weekly Shmoneh Esra with Yalav Yovei with Biyama Shabbos.
If you made a mistake, same Talmud, same Ruch, I think
oh, we'll get there. Now I have to move over. Okay. Now we move over to the next case. The next stage is somebody who on Shabbos starts davening a weekly Shmoneh Esra. Which, it is Yerushalmi that says somewhere that one of the Meroim said, Taste Lila Rishi, a special thank you to my head that bows down at the right place. Vice says it's possible for people to get distracted during Shmoneh Esra. I don't know if you've ever experienced it, but there is such a thing as mind wandering. On that side, there is such a thing as somebody's mind wandering. After Baruch HaTashem or Kela Kodesh, he may make a mistake and say, Atochen. So what happens now? So the Mechaber says that if he started the Tfilah of Chayil. He finishes that bracha, whether it's at the Chaynin or any other bracha. Which means, if you made a mistake and you started a weekday bracha, we'll have to get back to in a minute what's called starting. Wherever he remembers, he has to finish off the bracha he started with, whether it's at the Chaynin or other brachas. He's coming to Lafuka, the Beis Yosef brings a shita of the Rosh Milunil, who said, at the Chaynin fits on Shabbos as well. Because if you don't have das, you can't daven. But all the other brachas not. All Rishonim say, not like that. The Gemara says that if you start with Shmoneh Esra, you finish off the bracha. So whichever bracha you start, you have to finish off that whole bracha. Yeah. And then you go back to the other bracha. Back to the Shabbat of Shemoneh Esrei. So your case now already. Let's say he made a mistake in Baruch Aleinu. Before you get to Lel Pesach, he made a mistake in Baruch Aleinu. And he said the same bracha in the winter instead of saying Talamot on Friday night. The halacha is, he's mochi used to go back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu and finish off the bracha. The sticky question is, if it's the first night of Pesach and he said Baruch Aleinu, we're Meikir, and then we should have started the same bracha already. Thus we don't, because we have the Yom Tov Shemoneh Esrei. There's the dialogue. Halacha Maisa comes out is until the tzibur starts, it hasn't started yet, and you're supposed to say the same bracha, same Talmud still now as well. Let's say he started the Shabbat Shemoneh Esrei, the weekly Shemoneh Esrei, and he made a mistake. And before he thought what's right and what's wrong, he moved straight over to Yismach Moshe with Atik Hidashta. Once he moved over, he's in the Shabbat Shemoneh Esrei. The only reason why you continue is because you're in the middle of the bracha. If in the middle of the bracha shel chayil, you finish the bracha shel chayil. Once you moved over, the Bir Halacha brings the same goes back to the Shal Kodesh. Once you already started the Shabbat Shemoneh Esrei back again, that's where you are now. You finish off. Now comes the shaila of what's called starting. So here comes an afkamina, how weird your mind is. If you dab, or you're dabbing at home, dabbing at home, a normal case would be that he realizes it's Shabbos. He's in shul, he just sang the Shabbat, the Chazan just said Kaddish, and he realizes it's Shabbos, but his mouth made a mistake and said Atah. So the mouth made a mistake and said Atah. Whichever bracha it is, you can go straight over to Shabbos. Note, even if it's Shachris, which is Yisrach HaMesha, Atah works for Shachris as well. Be'etzah, it works for Shachris as well. Thus, you're not supposed to dabble it. But maybe you can go straight back. Why? Because in the place of the Lashon is, it's called the slip of the tongue. He made a mistake. It happens. He made a slip of the tongue. What happens if he said Chinen? Once he said Chinen already, Chaber's Mashma, it's too late. Zok to Bir Halacha, Halacha Maestu, we pass like that. Slips of the tongue don't always mean one word. It could be two words, or it could be more. If he said Atah Chinen, the Halacha is, he can still go back to Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, as long as he knew it was Shabbos. Till what stage? That's not clear. Shmuel Kamenetsky says one phrase. If he said Atah Chinen Odom Das, and then he chapt, it's still the same phrase, he can still go back. But if he started Lamed Lener Shvino, that's really orangutan in the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, he has to finish off.
Atah Chinen Das alone is not, it's not weekday-ish.
Even if it is weekday-ish, but he knows it's Shabbos and his tongue slipped. Once his tongue slipped, if you go too far, it's too late.
It only helps
if he knew it was Shabbos. Let's say he didn't know it, he didn't have it was Shabbos. He came to Shemoneh Esrei, and as far as he's concerned, it's weekday. He's on holiday in the middle of nowhere, he has no minion, he didn't sing the Shomru, whatever happened, he thought it was weekday. Then, as soon as he started Atah Chinen, as soon as you started Atah, it could be a problem. When does the problem start? If all he said was the word Atah, then what does Atah mean? He meant to say Atah Chinen Odom Das. You are Kodesh Baruch Hu, give me Das. So the Mechaber said it. He said, Atah, it's too late. You have to finish off the whole bracha. The Mogen Avraham says, and Halacha L'Maaseh, we paskin like that for Friday night to Shabbos Mincha. Since the word Atah could be the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, of Shabbos and Shacharis, of Shacharis, a Meiriv and Mincha, only Meiriv and Mincha, not Shacharis, because it can't be part of Shacharis, then Atah can now be moved over to Atah Kiddush or Atah Echot. Pshat in the Mogen Avraham means it's not a Machlikas here, it's Machlikas earlier, Chedik Beis, Siman Reish Tes, that do you say your understanding of the word is Kaveh what the word is? Mogen Avraham says, you don't say that understanding of the word makes what the word is, and therefore, if you just said the word Atah, and only the word Atah, and you thought it was weekday, Friday night, Shabbos Mincha, you can continue. Shachris, to say that you really could have said Atah, and you would have been Yotzei B'dieved, plus the fact that you don't say. So Friday night, and Shabbos Mincha, you can continue. So the Halach L'Maitz is coming out, if you knew it was Shabbos, and you said, up till Atah Chinen Odom Das, and any Shemoneh Esrei, you go back to Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei and you're fine. If you thought it was weekday and you said the word Atah, Machlekes Mechaber Mogen Avraham, Halacha L'Maaseh, you pass like the Mogen Avraham, that the word Atah Friday night to Shabbos Mincha, and Shabbos Mincha you can continue. Lu Yitzir, you made a mistake, and you didn't finish the bracha, but you jumped straight into Shabbos. Once you jumped into Shabbos, you're in Shabbos mode now. Once you're in Shabbos mode, just continue Shabbos mode. That's right.